a last-ditch legal effort to save Australian drug traffickers Mayuran Sukumaran and Andrew Chan from execution has failed. A Jakarta court has decided it could not overrule Indonesian President Joko Widodo's right to rule on clemency. The pair's lawyer has indicated that he will appeal against this decision. Our correspondent George Roberts is in Jakarta. He joins me now. Which court was this?
This is the administrative court in East Jakarta, and the reason why they've taken the appeal here is because they were appealing against the process of decision-making that the president used in order to strike out their bid for clemency. They've argued that he struck out their case along with 62 other cases without considering the merits of their case and their argument that they have rehabilitated and deserve a second chance at life. So they were appealing against the process of decision-making in an attempt to get the president or force the president to have to reconsider their cases.
And what was the expected result? Is this much as expected, or had there been real hope?
Well, certainly the lawyers were remaining hopeful, but had admitted that they didn't think they had much chance of success. So coming into this already, they knew it was a slim chance of success. But it also fits with the only other previous decision on this kind of matter that we know of. This court was also ruled on Chappelle Corby's 5-year sentence cut delivered by the president. That was challenged in this court by some judges, and the president's decision to grant a 5-year sentence cut was upheld. This decision today is consistent with that, and the judge, Justice Pedro Puspito, even referenced that case in his decision today. So in one respect, it was expected, but the lawyers have not given up. They've got 14 days to appeal this judge's decision, and they're going to take that opportunity to appeal it. They're appealing as well to the Indonesian government to put a stay on the executions and allow the legal process to go ahead.
Has this court ruled that the president cannot give clemency, or was it more technical, essentially?
This court has ruled that it can't effectively challenge the president. The judge said that clemency is the president's gift to give, and therefore that's separate from this court. It's separate from the legal system, in effect. So the judges make their decision in legal proceedings. The president is allowed to make his own decision.
And what's he said today?
So the president today, we've seen some quotes of the president speaking just generally about the death penalty. He hasn't responded specifically to this case as far as we're aware. He did have representatives here representing the state, but they didn't say anything after the case. But the president has responded to some of the international pressure that has been mounting on Indonesia over this issue, and he's again remained firm in his stance. Reuters is quoting him as saying, or warning foreign countries not to intervene in the country's right to use capital punishment, and quotes him as saying, "The first thing I need to say firmly is that there shouldn't be any intervention towards the death penalty because it is our sovereign right to exercise our law."
All right.
So he's also said he's taken phone calls from France, Brazil and the Netherlands over this issue.
George Roberts, thank you very much.